Blog Talk Radio.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, "When is the end time?" He told them that no man knows the end time, even the angels. I bow down before my Father. They do not know the end time. But He said unto them, "When you see walls and rumors of walls, earthquake, in diverse places, pestilence, famine, kingdom rise against kingdom, said, know ye not that the time is at hand." My friend, today, all the warning of the coming of the Lord, is at hand. Only us today, only you today, are still seeking, looking, inquiring, when is the coming of the Lord? I'm here to inform you that the coming of the Lord is imminent. It might be in this hour. It might be the next hour. It may be tomorrow or next year. But He said to you, be also ready. Be also ready. The question today is, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? I'm here to tell you, you should, if you are not ready for the coming of the Lord, you should make this your priority to make ready. Like I said, it might be at noonday, at early morning, at late in the evening. It might almost be at midnight. He is not going to give you any warning. You'll have the, even as Abraham told the rich man, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them. They have. There are people like myself. Well, to inform you, that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Coming of the Lord is at hand. This is Master Time presents the world today. This is a universal call to repentance. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Say, that day, the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not maybe, but it shall be saved. It's a sure thing. If you call upon the name of the Lord with a true heart, you shall be saved. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. I have He has breathed upon me His Holy Spirit. My decision has been made. I am one of His disciples. I have no purpose of looking back. No purpose of giving up and no desire to slow down or back away or be still. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with this worldly thinking. I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or the hill to be recognized or to be praised or to be rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, lift my prayer and labor by His mighty power from on high. My face is set, my gant is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companion of few, my goal, guide are reliable, and my mission is clear, my friend. I have no desire, I cannot be bought, compromised, at all. Or lure away by the lucrative lust of the world, or turn back, call up my friends. The lucrative or delay, I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. I have no reason to compromise with my enemies or ponder at the pool of popularity or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I have no desire to shortcut or eliminate the presentation of His gospel. I won't look back, look until I have preached up, paid up, and preach this gospel to them for the cause of Jesus. I'm his disciple of Jesus Christ. I must go until he come. And when he come for me, the song says, I shall know him by the print of the nail, and he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. This is Dr. Cox Master Time. Present to you this message. Like unto this message today, we are going to sidetrack. This has been indicated from the 16th chapter, 1 through 13. However, we're going to look at this at the 15th chapter at its entirety. This lesson today is for the unsaved. It's for the saved. It's for those who are sanctified or not sanctified. Those who have the Holy Ghost and those who are not. It is for everybody. Because today, everyone wants to feel that they are strong. But here, in the 15th chapter of Romans, Brother Paul was admonishing those who think they are strong. He said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak, and not to please ourselves. My friends, I looking backward at myself today, I once was a strong young man, strong will to do everything I wanted to do, and determined not to let anyone prevent me on carrying it out. But today, my friend, my strength is failing, and my knowledge is ceasing. My head is white, and my dog getting shorter. However, we think that we are yet strong. But any time it comes to a test of strength today, I can agree with you that my strength is failing. So it says, let every man one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproach of them that reproached thee fell on me. Even the Son of God is coming here was not to please himself, but he pleased his Father, who asks for a volunteer. For whosoever think, for whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for a learning that we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have a hope. He came in this world and suffered and died so that you and I may have a hope for a better life after this life, a better existence after we have closed a chapter in this life. There is a hope. See, now the God of patience and consultation grant you to be like-minded, one to another, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that he may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Brother Paul was admonishing the saints here that to receive one another cheerfully. He said, now I say unto you, now I say, that Christ Jesus was a minister of the circumcised for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made unto the Father. God made a promise and he wanted to carry out. And that the Gentile might glorify God for his mercy. As Gentiles, he was admonishing, you should glorify God. He was so merciful unto you. He grant his, give his son, that you may have a hope of eternal life. My friend, it is so comforting to know that Jesus Christ has obeyed his Father, came on this earth, and gave his life that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. My friend, today, what a gift. What a gift. He has given his life. He suffered and died, buried, and he rose again for justification, as we also may be buried in him, so we may rose again. He said, now I say that Christ, Jesus Christ, was a minister of the circumcised for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made by the Father, and that the Gentile might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he said, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people, and again praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, as you said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all her joy. The God of hope fill your soul with joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. My friend, he give you a witness. Your joy and your peace in believing that even may abound in hope. Even you may hold to this hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, for I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, full with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. He has given us the authority to admonish one another, to help one another, to encourage one another, to persuade one another that if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God. But what I was saying, I am putting you in mind that the grace of God that was given to me to share with you, that I shall be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. God, my friend, it is wonderful to know that your prayers and your petition are accepted. It's being accepted by the Holy Spirit. See, I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ, in these things which pertain to God. My friend, this is Dr. Cox Master Time. You may write me, 305. You may call me, 305-836-9545. Or you may write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue. Or if you're in the city, you can come right at Tabernacle, 1351 Northwest 67th Street. Brother Wright, Honorable Walter Harris Richardson is the overseer, pastor and overseer. And you can hear the testimony of some of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Some of those who had called upon the name of the Lord. And as we called upon the name of the Lord, today I receive forgiveness for your sin. And my God, I bless them immensely. So today, this opportunity is yours. And whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For I will not dare to speak of any things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by words and deeds. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto, I have fully preached the gospel. My friend, at this time, we are going to conclude the reading at Paul. Confirm me, say, so have I strived to preach the gospel, and where Christ was named, least I should build upon not a man's built foundation. Girl, before I leave you, I want to let you know there's two trains is running side by side. One is bound for glory, where the streets of gold, where the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold, silver water running down the throne of God. Oh, and then just bow down before the Lord. The cherubim, highest place, the luscious garden, the tree of life in the background, singing holy, holy. The Lord, outstretched hand, welcoming you. However, my friend, there is another train ride. It's called the hellbound train. And the devil himself is in there. He said, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. I'll land you safe in a lake of fire. Said, you are well, pay your fare. You have murdered, you have cheated, you have lied, you have did all abominable, you have used, you have plundered the widow, the motherless, the fatherless. You have used and misused your charity for gain or what, he says, but I'll land you safe. I will land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. I will have what a payday after you have lived your ruckus life in this world. After you live your lustful life, lusting after the things of this world and the cares of this world, your pay, your reward shall be in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Ah, my friend, what a payday. You have a few minutes. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call him right now upon his name, he's willing and he's waiting to hear from you so that he will save your soul. And in lieu of going to the lake of fire, you will go where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. You said, I I charge to you today a blessing and a cursing. Choosing this day a blessing, not a cursing. Say, choosing this day that you will accept a blessing. Do I set before you an open door? Choose this day, my friend. It is your opportunity. It might be an opportunity of a lifetime that you not squandered the opportunity to call upon the name of your Lord. Because I assure you, if you call upon the name of the Lord, he'll save your soul. He'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. And you will place your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish your going. He'll also put a song in your heart and praises in your mouth, only the Most High God. You two will sing how I got over. My soul looked back and wondered how I got over. How I got over. My friends today, if you hear, if this discussion have been anything to you, you can call me, 305-836-9545. We will pray with you, counsel with you, and attempt to put you on the right track for glory. And you too will be singing when I get up inside the gate. Oh, my child, will be over. All my cares will be over because I'll be in the arms of my Savior. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer.